Hey everyone, Tyler Henry, voice of the Coyotes here. The Kansas Wesleyan basketball teams are approaching the winter break, and we thought now might be a good time to catch you up on where both teams stand ahead of 2026. The women's basketball team is 6-5 overall. They are 4-3 in the KCAC and currently tied for 5th place in the conference standings. First-year head coach Harper Taylor's squad has hung its hat on defense this year, holding 4 of their first 6 conference opponents to 15 or more points under their season average. Offensively, Odessa Ozuna and Dort transfer Izzy McCool lead the team in scoring, averaging 11 points per game each, while freshman standout Anna Juniment has really stepped up over the last few weeks, turning defense into offense and quickly asserting herself as one of the peskiest defenders in the league. As it stands, Evangeline Sterling lead the conference at 7-0, Friends is in 3rd place at 6-1, then St. Mary at 5-2, K-Dub is in a 4-way tie between the 4 and 8 seeds. Meanwhile, over on the men's side, Kansas Wesleyan is 6-6 overall. They're 4-3 in the KCAC and tied for 6th place in the conference standings. First-year head coach Jordan Murdoch has had his guys playing excellent basketball down the stretch, winning 3 of their last 4 to vault themselves ahead in the conference standings. Coach Murdoch's hired guns have looked excellent as Central Oklahoma transfer Caden Punt has blossomed into a star, averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. Cloud Community College transfer Matthew Garber has also come along nicely, becoming the team's go-to sharpshooter on the outside. Those transfers and returners like Gabe Phillips and Evans Apollon are complemented by a pair of freshman standouts in point guard Brandon Avdon and guard Wyatt Powell, who round out a team that should be ready to compete come tournament time. At the break, Oklahoma Wesleyan and Friends lead the conference at 6-1, followed by Bethel, McPherson, and Evangel at 5-2. K-Dub is in a 3-way tie for the 6-8 seed. Both Coyote teams will resume conference play on Saturday, January 3rd when they travel to Tabor College for their 5th of 6 road trips in an 8-game span. To follow along, go to kwucoyotes.com, and don't forget you can catch every single game, home and away, on KINA or online at 910kina.com. Until 2026, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Roll Yotes!